Man men again since 2016. 8 locations in South Carolina and Savannah. LowCountryMail.com.
Paying rent for your student year after year and it just keeps going up? Invest in something that lasts. The Landing at Clemson Marina by Hunter Quinn Homes offers maintenance-free, brand-new townhomes just minutes from campus and across from Lake Hartwell. Own a spacious, luxury home your student can live in with plenty of room for visitors on game day weekends. Build equity instead of throwing money away on rent. It's a smart move now and a valuable investment for the future. Check out The Landing at Clemson Marina by Hunter Quinn Homes.
Walt Dip to the Road Rage. We are back. Lots to get to. You want in? Now's a good time. 654-7627. I will not be here tomorrow, so you want to talk to me, you have to talk to me now. Tomorrow's going to be Clemson football. And by the way, Runa, what time do we come on the air?
The Tiger pregame show starts at 1:30.
Okay, so you'll want to be here for that. And again, we'll take you right into the game tomorrow night. And no better place to listen to it than right here with my man Don Monson. All right, lots to get to. We are talking about Louisville and the dangers that they represent from an offensive standpoint, particularly against a defense that has lacked a degree of discipline. That concerns me. That matchup is, in fact, I was leaning Clemson in this game based on what I watched last week. And on both sides, really. But then the more I thought about it, the more I thought about, and I went back and I watched Louisville-Miami, the more respect and fear I had about Jeff Brohm as it relates to this Clemson defense. I don't know. Listen, I think it's one thing to watch what Florida State did against this Clemson defense and even then acknowledge that there were busts and Florida State had chances they didn't convert. I think it's another thing in terms of what Jeff Brohm can do and all the different things he's going to throw at you. You know, heck, they even when they got down the goal line on that first drive, they ran a fake field goal. And they got down to the half-yard line, and they scored a touchdown. So you're going to see an aggressive Jeff Brohm, I'm pretty sure of that, and everything that that means. And we talked about many of the elements that Clemson's going to face on this offense, and I think they're concerned. I think there's no question. And the other part of the concern is they have two guys at receiver that are big concerns, and they have two running backs, even without Isaac Brohm, that are still concerns. Isaac Brown's terrific, obviously, but Kewon Brown is a bigger back, and I just think he brings a different ingredient, and I don't think you're going to see a drop-off. I mean, he's perfectly capable of doing what Isaac Brohm did to you last year. You know, Isaac, what did Isaac Brohm do, 150 or whatever it was? I think Kenlon Brown is capable of something similar, and they're going to have balance in their offense, which means you're not going to be able to commit to one thing. And they're just not going to do you the favors that Florida State did, I don't think, in any way, shape, or form. Again, the weak spot is still Miller-Moss, but Miller-Moss can wind up looking like a strong spot if these other issues become a problem for the defense. On the flip side, Louisville's defense is pretty good. Now, they had trouble last week with DeJesus of Cal. Now, they have Sagapulitelli pulling the trigger, and Sagapulitelli gets the ball out instantly. And he has to, because his offensive line's been a wreck. They made some major adjustments last week in their offensive line, so it was a little bit better, actually, against Louisville than it had been previously. But Sagapulitelli gets the ball out instantly, and DeJesus is a problem. Now, I suggested at the start of the week that Antonio Williams gives you some of the same ingredients that DeJesus does. Now, a lot of the throws that Cal succeeded on with against Louisville were quick game throws of their own. In other words, they just found innovative ways to get the ball into DeJesus' hands with short wide receiver screens and that type of stuff. It was a lot of quick game throws to DeJesus, and Louisville did not handle that well. So I would expect Clemson to try and do some of those same things with Antonio Williams. Try and get the ball into his hands in space, quick game throws. I don't think you're going to want Cade holding the ball a long time in this game. It's going to be vital that Clemson be able to run the ball just as they did last week. You know, this season, look, we saw what it looked like when Clemson didn't try and run the ball. The second half of LSU, Adam Randall gets one carry. The running backs get one carry, and it was basically chaos. You can't repeat a similar pattern. There have been times this year Clemson has just abandoned the run game and, as such, paid a price. Clemson cannot afford to do that at Louisville. The Tigers have to run the ball at Louisville if they're going to pull this upset. They have to run the football. It's the only way you're going to protect Cade Klubnik, too. You have to run the football. And it doesn't even matter how successful you are. It's that you can't give up on it. You have to keep trying, even if it fails. There's a big friggin' difference between 2nd and 7 and 2nd and 10. It's a massive difference, absolutely massive difference. You look at most NFL teams, and if they throw on first down and they get an incompletion, on second down, they hand it off. Do you know why? Because they don't want to be in 3rd and 10. So on second down, they'll hand it off, and they'll come back in 3rd and 6, because 3rd and 6 is still a manageable down and distance. 3rd and 10 isn't. All right, so that's what I would expect. In terms of what Louisville's going to offer on that defensive front, look, you're going to see a team that will walk a lot of guys up to the line of scrimmage, but most often they drop out. All right, they're going to show you a lot of blitz looks, but most often they drop out. Mostly they're rushing 4. That's mostly what they do. Mostly they are threatening to bring extra bodies, and then they're dropping into coverage. And part of that is they like their defensive ends. They think that they can get pressure with their defensive front. The A.J. Green kid in the game against Miami, he made some plays. But those defensive ends as a group, they're pretty good. They're pretty good in pressuring the quarterback, and they think they can generate enough pressure in that manner. Now, they're not opposed to bringing extra bodies, and at times they will. But for the most part, having watched multiple games of film study with them, for the most part, they are rushing 4. And that's, you know, the way, that's how they play. So I would expect to see more of that from them. TJ Quinn is their leading tackler. He's a guy who makes a lot of plays. You're going to have to watch out for him. He's going to be a factor without question. What else do I have on him? I'm just looking through my notes of what I took from those games. By the way, Quinn has led them in tackles he leads them this year. He's led them each of the prior 2 years as well. So he's that guy. My notes say I wrote 3 quarterbacks in the game. Eye candy, Deuce Adams, quarterback runner. In terms of getting the ball in Bell's hands, expect some shallow crosses. That's another thing they do. They'll run shallow crosses with Bell. They just want to get him the ball. They want to get him the ball, and they want Moss to make. They want to give Moss manageable throws. They don't want him chucking the ball 50 yards downfield. They don't have that ability like they had last year with Shuck. Now, I'm not saying if Bell beats his man completely or if you have absolute bust that they're not going to do any of that. But, again, from a Cal standpoint, some of the things they did, they ran DeJesus as a slot receiver. They ran swing passes to DeJesus. They just found a lot of different ways to get him the ball. I think DeJesus had like 15 catches in that game, and Louisville played a lot of man coverage. So if you're going to play man coverage against a guy like DeJesus, you're going to have some problems. And that's what you hope to attack if you're Clemson. You hope that Louisville is in man coverage looks and that a guy like Antonio Williams, much like DeJesus posed Louisville trouble, that maybe Antonio Williams can do the same type of things to them. Rudy, how are you, Rudy? Good to have you.
Tim Tula, my friend. How you doing?
Good, Rudy. Appreciate you getting in.
Yes, sir. Well, I want to talk a little basketball real quick and then make my prediction of college football. What's your thoughts and predictions and matchup for Clemson and Georgetown?
Yeah.
Because the competition is going to get a little harder, right?
Yeah. I don't think this is going to be an easy game. It wouldn't surprise me if Clemson lost. I think that Clemson is still in the feeling out process here. And I hope the Tigers win, but I think Georgetown's a pretty formidable team, and I just
do they match up with them well or no?
I think it's too soon to know that, Rudy. Quite honestly, I just think this team is in a discovery process. I think it's going to take Clemson 10-12 games to sort of figure out really what they're doing with this lineup and who's going to get more minutes and who isn't, and I think we're a long way from that. So. I think Clemson's going to compete. If Clemson wins this game, I think it'll be enormous for the program because I'm not necessarily expecting that. I think it's going to take this team a little bit of time to get things together, but I'm fascinated by it. And I think as we move toward the midpoint of the season and start to head down the stretch, I think this team's going to be really good. I just don't know.
It's at Georgetown, correct?
Yeah, I just don't know who they are right now yet.
Okay, well, you know, I know that the competition has not been great so far, but I just, you know, thought that maybe, you know, the teammates are gelling well together, and I want, you know, like you say, get your thoughts on that. So.
Yeah.
I'm not a I think Clemson's going to lose Friday night. I just do. I think that they're riding high, and FSU dropped a lot of, would have been first downs, and I don't know if you're going to see that from a Jeff Brohm coach team. Do you agree?
Yeah. No, I think that that's the problem. I think that I just think that Florida State was their own worst enemy in that game, and I'm just not sure Louisville is going to be nearly as cooperative. I think Louisville is a much better coach football team, and I think Brohm is a demon. I think he'll see these flaws and all these ways he can attack this defense, and that concerns me, quite frankly.
Yeah, well, I'm going to say this. I'll take it off air. I think Clemson loses, as bad as I hate to say it. I think it's like 24-20 Louisville, and thank you, Ben, for taking my call. Huh?
Yep, thank you,
Rudy. Take care of yourself.
Yeah, I hope that's wrong, too, but that's the direction I'm leaning to, Rudy. I think Louisville is the better team. And they're playing at home, and I just think they're likely to win the game. I just think that – I think Brohm and those weapons at home is just going to be too much. And plus, I think Louisville's going to play well defensively. So I think you're going to get Louisville's best effort. I think it's like – I hope I'm wrong. I think it's like 31-21 Louisville. I think it's that type of football game. I just think – Look, I don't rule out the possibility that Clemson could win. I think Clemson can win. But I think Clemson will have to play their best game of the year by far. And I don't mean the way, you know, I've heard people say, well, Clemson played their best game of the year against Florida State. I'm not talking about that type of best game of the year. It's going to have to be a lot better than that type of game. All right? That's not going to be enough to beat Louisville at home, at their place. It isn't. Clemson's going to have to play much better than they played against Florida State. This is not Florida State. This is a better football team than that, and they're playing at home. And again, you have the Brohm factor, and the Brohm factor, as I said, of all the things in the game, that's what concerns me the most. We've talked about their weapons. It's Brahms' ability to use the weapons. It's to play mind games with. I mean, I watched Brahm do this to a well-schooled, well-coached, really talented Miami team. I watched him do it to them. That's not where Clemson is right now. And so that matchup of Brahm versus the Clemson defense and with the discipline issues this defense has had against Jeff Brahm, that worries me. It does. That, you know, again, I think there's still a scenario where Clemson turns Miller Moss into a pumpkin, and I think that's the path to win. I think it's the Clemson has to get to Moss and or get their hands up and get deflections and turn him over. I think turning him over is the pathway to Clemson victory, and that's possible. That's certainly possible, and maybe that happens, but those are my concerns. Let me tell you about the Franklin Tree Service. Proud to be a longtime partner of The Roar. You might remember me mentioning Franklin Tree and Brian Franklin back in the day. Well, they're back advertising with us again, and we want to remind you that they're the affordable, reliable, and trusted option for all your tree service needs in the upstate. Whether it's one tree or 20 trees, they're here to help you make the right decisions when it comes to removal, trimming, assessing for any kind of hazards. Look, the upstate has some strong winds and wind gusts throughout the year. We all have that one tree in our yard that looks a little suspect, like it might fall or damage your property if it had the chance. So don't let that happen. The Franklin Tree Service wants you to be proactive, not reactive. Look, I know firsthand, okay? My home is in a wooded area. All right. And I had a bunch of big pine trees and oak trees around my home. Well, one year, one of them fell between my home and my garage. And that really alerted me to the real danger. And so I had Brian Franklin come in on two occasions, take out a number of trees that I just thought were going to fall on my house. And Brian guided me through it. And there was one big oak tree that I was worried about. And Brian said, no, you don't need to do anything with that tree. So he's only going to tell you what he thinks you need to be concerned about. In my case, I had a lot of trees around my house. And thank God I took them out. And thank God Brian Franklin and his tree service did the job they did. Because when that storm Helene hit, I would have been dead. My home would have been crushed. That's the end of the story. It's not even arguable. Because I lost like 50 to 75 trees in my wooded area. And so I know what would have happened to those trees. Franklin Tree Service, their expert team provides free tree assessments to identify potential hazards, safe removal of leaning trees, trimming of overhanging limbs, yard thinning to prevent future damage, emergency storm services, fully insured, committed to top quality work. Call the Franklin Tree Service today, 864-947-9065, 864-947-9065. Brian and his team are simply the best, I promise, so thank me later. Quick break.
Got a Tiger at Clemson? Make visits easier and invest in your future with a new home at Sunrise by Empire Homes in Pendleton, just 8 miles from campus. This family-owned builder offers spacious, personalized homes starting in the mid-300,000s with quick move-ins available. Build from the ground up and design your dream space with luxury selections available, or lock in a low rate on a quick move-in home today. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com. Your Clemson connection starts at Sunrise.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's Best Jewelry Store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's Best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's Best Jewelry Store, 11 years in a row, Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
We all know and love Eggs Up Grill, but did you know they cater? From brunchy buffets to breakfast samplers, wraps, sandwiches, and salads, Eggs Up Grill has the best catering options in town. Are you a business owner or office manager looking to elevate your next meeting or party? How about a coach looking for your next team meal or box lunches? Visit Eggs Up Grill of Clemson, Seneca, or Greenwood. Ordering couldn't be easier for pickup and delivery through Easy Cater. Just visit eggsupgrill.com and click on the catering button. That's eggsupgrill.com.
Hey, 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 it's the Queen of Clean here at Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. Give us a call at 864-238-8800. We've got your portable toilet rentals, hand wash stations, luxury restroom toilet trailers, septic tank services, and holding tanks. So whenever you need to speak with the Queen of Clean, call Royal Flush at 864-238-8800.
The show continues after this quick timeout. Man, we're really having a great show today.
You know it.
Hey, you coming to my house for the game?
No, because your toilet always backs up, man.
Yeah, but I'm calling Ace. Okay, it was like 82 degrees in your house last time, and we kept popping that breaker.
That's why I'm calling Ace tomorrow.
The hardware store? I mean, you can't even use a screwdriver.
No, Ace, the one in the white and blue trucks.
Oh, right on, right on. Okay, we're back.
For plumbing, electrical, and HVAC, visit acehomeco.com.
Hey Tiger fans, I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
Ready to ditch the dull and treat your skin to something better? Buff City Soap's body wash is plant-based, handcrafted daily, and packed with skin-loving ingredients. No harsh chemicals, just rich, luxurious lather that cleanses, hydrates, and leaves you smelling amazing. With scents like Good Morning Sunshine, Narcissus, Oatmeal and Honey, and Pink Sugar, there's a body wash for every mood. Shop Buff City Soap today in Seneca at Hartwell Village or the Shops at Green Ridge in Greenville.
Fall means football. Tailgates and Clemson Tigers. Make the Tiger Sports Shop your first stop before kickoff with the latest Clemson gear from Cozy Fall Hoodies to the latest Nike sideline gear. We've got everything you need to show your Tiger pride. Shop in store at either one of our two convenient Clemson locations, Tiger Boulevard and College Avenue, or skip the line and order online at tigersports.com. The Tiger Sports Shop, where Clemson fans make Tiger Sports Shop their game day headquarters. Everything Clemson all day, every day.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows and doors, roofing and decks, siding and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. More information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
Premier Portable Buildings and Trailers are right in your backyard. Looking to gain space in your home, a shed is a great way to make room. And if you need to transport your gear, we have a trailer to meet your needs. With two locations to serve you, Sheds of Spartanburg and Sheds of Welford. Visit shedsofspartanburg.com or shedsofwelford.com where you can view our entire inventory of sheds and trailers. Call today, 864-652-1660, or visit 1470 Boiling Springs Road, Spartanburg, or 321 Spartanburg Highway, Welford today.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy, hims.com/joy.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Your home for football all season long.
This is big boy football.
We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
I can see her lying back in her satin dress.
Walt up to the Broad Range. We are back from running. I just watched the Jets walking in. They look like they're walking into their own funeral. They play the Patriots.
No.
Like, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's not good. Yeah. There's nothing about the Jets right now that's good in any way, shape, or form. You can get in 654-7627. We will make way for Clemson basketball at, is that right? At 640. What time?
The basketball game starts at 645. So you're off at 640.
640. Okay. Robert, how are you, Robert? Good to have you.
Walt, I'm great. I want to wish you guys a happy weekend.
Thank you, Robert.
You're not going to be on tomorrow.
Thank you.
Before I get to basketball, I wanted to get to basketball yesterday, and we got to talking about something else, got up against a hard break. But just right quick on the Clemson-Louisville game, I think you've spelled out everything. If Clemson comes out to me, and they have the same exuberance and aggression that they had against Florida State on defense, I think Clemson wins this game. They got to, like you said, get their hands up, get in the quarterback's face. They got to rush him. They got to bring extra rushers. If they lay back and try to play this game non-aggressively with scheme, they're going to lose by 10. So that's kind of how I feel about it.
Yeah, look, I hope you're right even in that because, again, to me, I'm just not sure that it's within Clemson's power to affect it. That's what worries me. I mean, I just think that
they're going to be throwing it quick.
Yeah,
they're going to be getting the ball out just like LSU did in the very first game of the year.
Yeah, except I think they actually have more dangerous weapons. I mean, everyone talked about LSU's receivers, but the reality is those receivers have sucked all year. All this preseason hype for that LSU speed and the 10 guys who are all the world-class sprinters.
Yeah.
All those dudes sucked all season, all of them.
Yeah, yeah. So, but anyway, on the basketball, you know, Walt, you've mentioned many times, well, I'll just go ahead and tell you, you've talked about me on the air many times about not getting ahead of ourselves with this Clemson basketball team.
Right.
But while I can't help it, I am guilty as charged. Listen, man, I couldn't be more excited, and I fully expect them to go up there and beat Georgetown.
I hope you're right. I hope you're right. Look, here's how I view it. If this game was being played 10 games from now, I would 100% buy that. But it's not, and that's what worries me, and there's my concern. I mean, I think that I hope I'm wrong. I think Georgetown probably wins. I know this sounds odd. I don't care. Okay, I really don't care. It's not. I'm glad Clemson's playing an opponent like this in a difficult environment. I think this is how you grow. But I've said this for a million years with all of college basketball. I don't give a rat's a what happens in the first 10 games of the season. I just don't. It's not who you are. It's not who you're going to be. That's especially for a team like this team that has so many new pieces that have to come together and blend and play well. I think this is going to be a step in this team's evolution. That's win or lose. And if you ask me right now, what's the most likely scenario? I think Clemson probably loses. But am I going to worry about it? No, because I think if they play again 10 games from now, I think Clemson will win. And that's where my focus will be. I hope I'm wrong. Yeah. I hope Clemson takes care of business now and some of these guys really start to shine. I think that's what it will take. And I also think that you're going to see a different minute divide in this game. You are not getting that game one and game two minute divide. You're getting the game 3 minute divide except bumped up. In other words, expect Nick Davidson to play a lot more minutes than he's played thus far.
Yeah. I'll finish up with this, moving on to other college basketball. Walt, have y'all been able to work out a college basketball show? Because I'm telling you, Walt, my underdog bank account needs information like on players – like J.T. Toppin.
Yeah.
I watched that Illinois-Texas Tech game Tuesday night. That was a really good game. That J.T. Toppin, that dude is a stud.
Oh, no question. I mean, look, they were a really dangerous and legitimate team a year ago, and they lost three or four guys from that team, but they've done a pretty decent job replacing them. But yeah, that world still revolves around the 6'9" JT Toppin, who is just a beast. I mean, he can face up from 20, but his greatest strength is in the paint with his back to the basket. He's just he's a physically dominant player.
Yeah, he scored 35 the other night, and I'm still not sure how Texas Tech lost that game to Illinois.
Yeah.
To be quite honest. I mean,
he's a legit National Player of the Year candidate. Everyone's talking about the freshman, and I get the freshman, but trust me, when we get 25 games into the season, 25 games in the season, the guys people are going to be talking about are Smith at Purdue and Toppin at Texas Tech and that type of stuff.
Yeah, well, I hope you guys, because I hope y'all get to have a basketball show, because, Walt, you tell me, but I think this is going to be a great college basketball season.
Agreed.
And I just got that feeling. Yeah.
And I think
there's talent out there.
Yep, and I think the ACC looks like it's going to be pretty good, and it's not good in football. So the league is going to need some redemption. Might get it in basketball.
Well, man, I'm going to be soaking up a fire and pouring a sip of whiskey and watching a lot of college basketball this winter. I might not get anything done in New York. Well, y'all have a great weekend.
Thank you,
again.
Robert.
I appreciate it.
Thank you. Garnet and Golden and Scott in Greenville. Garnet and Gold. Garnet and Gold. How are you, Garnet and Gold? Good to have you.
I think I'm doing all right. Driving down 85 from North Carolina in this parking lot.
Oh, that's not good.
It's never good. No. It's never good driving on 85. Yeah. Never is. Yeah. So I got some coffee.
But the good news, Garnet and Gold, is the road is so smooth.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe for like quarter of a mile. Yeah.
It's like driving on the moon. I mean, the roads are just an abomination.
They're terrible. They're awful. Everywhere. They're bad. New Jersey's got the worst, though. New Jersey has the worst roads of any state I've ever been to working. New Jersey is terrible. But anyway, I was going to give you some.
The New Jersey Turnpike is a trip. New Jersey Turnpike is I hate driving on that, but I have a personal reason why I hate driving on the New Jersey Turnpike, and that is the New Jersey Turnpike has like six lanes, and the traffic is always flying, and I was driving, a supercharged vehicle on that highway one time, and it just stopped.
Oof.
It just plain stopped, and I was way over to the left. And I had to somehow navigate all that traffic as the vehicle was coming to a complete stop and get all the way to the right, which I eventually did. So that was not fun.
I don't give you that at all. Yeah, Jersey City is awful. So I was going to give you a coffee suggestion. You don't take my suggestions on movies because you still haven't watched some of his
favorites. Oh, yeah, but it's right. I'm so close. I'm planning on it soon. I'm going to watch it soon.
Okay. Well, soon is like in the next 20 years.
12th or never.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. So the Green Mountain is great coffee.
Okay.
It is. That's what my go-to. I like, and you probably won't like these. I like the pumpkin, and I like the pecan that they have in the fall.
Oh, I
the
like
Colombian's
pumpkin.
Good. Okay, now the pumpkin coffee is great. It's a medium roast, and dark roast messes with my reflux. Plus, dark roast, I think they burn those beans, a little more. So I think that's another reason why it's got that just kind of flavor to it and all.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you that suggestion.
Okay, I'm going to try that. I'm actually going to try that. Much better chance that I try that than that hideous movie you tried to get me to watch.
It's not hideous. It's just like the greatest movie ever made.
I don't know. I just.
What was called before and said it was?
Yeah, I know.
What was it?
You can't go off of trailers on every movie.
I know. I watched the little trailer and I was like, oh man, this can't be the movie.
What movie
I'm a musician too, and it's a music movie.
Ramona
Keith.
Ramona's like the kid at the satellite Thanksgiving table who's yelling over to the main table and everyone keeps ignoring her. She's yelled like five times. What are you talking about?
What movie are you talking about?
Okay, so last thing. I know we lost to Florida.
Hey, Ramona, what is it like to go through life where it seems like nobody hears you?
I don't know. I'm on the mic, on the radio, asking, and he still didn't answer.
That's right. He still didn't hear you. So you thought I ignored you, huh, Ramona?
Yeah.
Not nearly as bad as Garden and Gold.
Apparently.
Yeah. It seems
I'm
like,
not ignoring her. I didn't hear anything she said.
All right. What's your other question, Garden and Gold?
Okay, so then I'll take it off the air because I know you're close to break if I need to. Florida State. I think Florida State looked good in that game.
They did. Very good.
We lost, but it looks they're looking like a different team.
Yep.
You know, of course they're going to because Hamilton just got big guys and would like clog the lane and stuff. But I think we might be going the right direction.
I agree. No question. Yep. I think the ACC as a whole looking like it's improved, but we'll see. More to be determined. Good talking to you, Garnet and Gold. Thank you. Ramona's on another call. It's just too funny. I mean, I and the funniest part is Garnet and Gold never heard her at all. All right, we're going to take a quick break. It is Scott in Greenville and Greg in Clemson as soon as we get back. Before we do any of that, let me tell you about my friends at Lake Kiwi. Yes, it's Lake Kiwi Auto Group, which is Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Lake Kiwi Ford, Lake Kiwi Pre-Owned Superstore, all combined as Lake Kiwi Auto Group. And now is the time to get the best deals of the year. It's saving seasons at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Lake Kiwi Ford. Their team is ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, it's unparalleled. Lake Kiwi's got you covered with over 500 vehicles available. Did I just say that? 500. And they're tackling high prices, tackling Ramona, with huge discounts on the vehicles you want to drive. Clemson better tackle tomorrow night. Like saving up to $15,000 on new F-150s and new Ram 1500s. You compare, you can contrast, you can test drive them all. You can see which fits you best. Plus, Lake Kiwi is blocking high interest rates with attractive financing. So if you want a great deal, make the winning drive to Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. They're between Clemson and Seneca. Always open at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. Lake Kiwi is easy to find. Highway 123 between Seneca and Clemson. Shop online at Lake Kiwi. AutoGroup.com, 864-888-1200, 864-888-1200. All right, quick break. Scott and Greg, I'm coming right to you on the other side.
The Tigers are back in action as they wrap up ACC play at Louisville on Friday, and we've got you covered right here on The Roar, starting at 1:30 p.m. Eastern, live in studio with the Ingles Tiger pregame show. Then Faxton Childress and his crew will have the Tiger tailgate show. Don, Tim, and Reg will have the call of the game live from Louisville, Kentucky, and then Dono Clark and I will be back in studio to recap all the action on the fifth quarter show. If it's Clemson football, you know where to find it, the flagship station for Clemson athletics. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Turn on the fun and see where the light takes you. Cash Pop from the South Carolina Education Lottery is easy to play with tons of chances to win. Pick a number from 1 to 15. And you could win up to $2,500, or play all 15 numbers, and you're guaranteed to win. So let the good times glow with Cash Pop, the light of the party. Get more details at sceducationlottery.com.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. Whether it's our famous glazed or one of our specialty donuts, we have something for everyone at work or at home. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Danny Ford here for my good friends at Bennett Equipment, who have stood the test of time selling and renting construction equipment for 25 years now. Bennett is one of the top five dealers in the country for Takeuchi compact equipment, and when you deal with Bennett and Takeuchi, you get the quality, dependability, and service you expect and deserve. So call or stop by today and tell them Danny Ford sent you. Take it from me, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
Lennox in the Air means money in your pocket. Turn to Heavenly Air of the Upstate LLC for special offers happening today that will put high-quality Lennox air in your home and savings back in your pocket. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,800 in rebates on a brand-new Lennox system. Or qualified buyers make no payments, incur no interest for 12 months when financing a new Lennox system. Plus, receive up to $2,600 in federal tax credits. Visit heavenlyaire.com today. Conditions apply. See dealer for details. License number RHB587.
Don't let your basement become a wet and moldy nightmare. It's a valuable space in your home, and it should be treated that way. We understand that a dry basement is a healthy basement. Our experts have the technology to keep your basement dry and mold-free. All of our services come with a transferable warranty, and the financing is available. Call Canty today, 864-641-0176, or visit CantyCanFixIt.com.
Honor your graduates' achievements with a keepsake that truly stands out. Collegiate Legacy Designs offers handcrafted and hand-finished, fully licensed ring plaques for Clemson University and the Citadel, made by proud Clemson alum Greg Terry and his wife Julie. With unanimous five-star reviews and lots of repeat customers, these plaques make the perfect gift for Christmas, recent graduates, or upcoming graduates. Get your order in today at CollegiateLegacyDesigns.com. That's CollegiateLegacyDesigns.com. The holidays are here, and while most people are adding pounds, what if you could start 2026 feeling lighter, stronger, and confident? Don't roll into the new year with regret. Take control now and skip the holiday weight gain. In fact, take that weight right off. I lost 24 pounds with PhD weight loss, and it completely changed how I think about food. Dr. Ashley Lucas and my PhD coaches show me exactly what to eat, how to handle the situations I encounter, and how to enjoy holiday meals without the guilt. That metabolic reset system from PhD, it works. Right now, for November only, PhD Weight Loss is making it even easier to get started. They're waiving your consultation fee, adding 2 weeks to your program for free, and even covering the cost of your food. And just for booking, you're going to get their 5 steps to reset the scale book absolutely free. Mention code 2026START to get these bonuses. Call now, 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900. Or visit online at myphdweightloss.com.
New Teak Boutique and Four Men on Exchange on Pendleton Square have great new arrivals. Perfect for tailgating, refreshing your home decor, leveling up your fashion, and so much more. While you're there, be sure to check out our new fall and holiday decor items, women's boutique clothing, and gifts. Shop for yourself, a friend, or a head start on your Christmas list. It will be here before you know it. 122 East Main Street in Pendleton. Thanks for shopping at New Teak Boutique and Four Men on Exchange.
Hey folks, it's that time of year again for the annual Blood Bowl between Clemson and South Carolina. You ask when? November 17th through the 21st from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Jimmy John's is serving up a 20% discount for all blood donors by showing your Blood Bowl wristband. Clemson has beat South Carolina for the past 6 years, and the event helped to save over 18,000 lives. With multiple sites on the Clemson campus, you can easily give and save a life today. Jimmy John's loves Clemson and wants to help save lives. So give blood and then come to Jimmy John's for a great meal.
The only place for sports talk in the Upstate is right here, every day. We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Picking up the pieces of my sweet shattered dream. I wonder how the old folks are tonight. Her name was Anne, and I'll be damned if I recall her face. She left me not knowing what to do. Every highway, let me slip away on you. Every highway.
Walt Dip to the Road Rage. We are back. Let me get to Scott in Greenville and then Greg in Clemson. Scott, good to have you, Scott, as always. Thank you.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, Scott.
Hey, y'all. Before I get into my sports talk, I saw in the world news where Fetterman fell. And
yeah, I saw that.
John Fetterman fell. And, I, you know, it's kind of funny that that guy's been trying to get the government open back up and been kind of right thinking on the right side for a while now. And all of a sudden now he's having some health issues again, so he'll probably end up dead in a few months.
Well, I'm not. I hope not.
One of the Clintons.
I hope not. Well, I think he'll recover from it. I mean, he's a hero in my mind. I mean, he stood up in the face of a lot of essentially violent verbal attacks and stood for the right things and did the right things. And this is a man who went through stroke and had medical conditions. I mean, if you'd ever told me that he wound up being one of the most sane politicians after everything he went through, and he shows up in these baggy shorts and these baggy hoodies to professional government meetings and organizations, and yet he winds up being one of the smartest of all, and I think it took some courage to do the things he did, and I think he stands for the right thing.
Oh yeah, so. And typically when that happens, somebody on the left, Clinton, decides that they don't want him around anymore. So we'll see what happens. But sports talk. I didn't want it to be known.
I didn't say any of that. I just wanted it to be known. Go ahead, Scott.
I said it.
Yeah. No.
Hey, I stand behind that. Hey, I saw LeBron James got. He's in the G League now. I guess him and Bronny want to have a first father son duo in the G League, don't they?
I guess so. He'll be back soon, and then he'll be hurt again. So,
Hey, I got some picks this weekend. I wanted to get your, take on it, and then I'm gonna tell you who I picked. Panthers Falcons.
You want me to make a pick in Panthers Falcons?
I want you to just tell me your thinking on that game, and I'm gonna tell you who I picked.
I'm thinking Herpes 1 versus Herpes 2. I think the Falcons have more talent. They also have youth in key spots. The Panthers off an embarrassing performance will probably want to bounce back a little bit. But I don't think either of those two teams is good enough to think about picking that game.
We're picking them all. I picked the Panthers. I picked the Panthers because they beat them last time, 30-0.
Yeah, yeah.
I think the Falcons could close a 30-point gap.
I would just write that game off as an outlier. I don't think you'll see that again. I think this will be a close game, regardless of who wins. In fact, that might be enough reason to pick Atlanta, but it won't be 30-0. I mean,
right?
Yeah, 27-24.
No, I don't think it will be either. Buccaneers and Bills.
Two weeks ago, the Bills beat the Kansas City Chiefs, and last week they lose to the Dolphins. The Bills' problem is they just don't have enough good players on defense. I mean,
correct.
I don't know what the number is right now, but 2 weeks ago, the last time I checked, they were allowing 5.75 yards per carry. That was the worst figure in the National Football League. If you're going to allow the NFL teams to average 6 yards a carry, don't expect Josh Allen to be able to save you. Because he's not, I mean, he's the best, but he's not Superman. And that's the big problem they have right now, is their defense sort of sucks. And they just they just want to make Allen do everything himself. They just have to get him more help everywhere.
Right. I picked the Bills just because it's cold weather, Buffalo.
Yeah, that's probably right. And plus, Buffalo's going to be embarrassed by that performance against Miami.
Correct. All right, a couple more real quick. Bears at Vikings. Vikings beat them first match.
Yeah, the Bears have been finding ways to win. 6-3, playing pretty good football, finding ways to win. The Vikings not getting great quarterback play, obviously. That makes it a close game. I mean, it's a close game. Yep. It's 21-20. It's 21-17. Quite honestly,
they'll go either way.
Yeah, either way.
Yep. Chiefs Broncos.
In
Denver.
You know, it's funny because we're almost getting in must-win territory for Kansas City. I mean, there's a legitimate chance they don't make the playoffs. So it's sort of a must-win, but are they good enough to go to – look, Denver's a physical defense, and they're going to get after yep. Mahomes. And Kansas City's been so inconsistent, too. I mean, and it really is –
I think that game
– Say again?
I think that game's whoever's at home.
I tend to think so, too. I'm sort of leaning towards Denver, and if that happens, Kansas City could be in real trouble.
Yep. Last one, Detroit, Philadelphia, in Philly.
I think Detroit goes there and beats them.
I did, too. That's what I picked.
Yep. I still think Detroit, from a talent standpoint, is the most talented team in the NFL, and I think Philadelphia is arguing amongst themselves, and they don't look good on offense at all. And I think Detroit still has explosiveness in offense, and I think they're plenty good enough defensively. And it's probably going to be a cold weather game, which I think will suit the way Detroit plays fine. I don't think they'll have an issue with that, regardless of the fact they play inside. So I think Detroit goes to Philly and wins.
All right, that's what I got too. All right, if I win this week, I'll buy you lunch.
Scott,
thank you, man.
Scott.
Appreciate you, brother.
Thanks, Scott. Greg in Clemson, and I see my friend Michael on. Greg, how are you? Greg, good to have you.
Hey, thanks, Walt. Thanks for letting me in.
As always, Greg.
It's been a while. I just wanted to check in, give you an update.
I've decided, Greg, that you are – maybe I said this before. Did I say this before? Greg is the Stephen Wright of our listening audience. Yes.
I will tell you, one of my favorites.
Yeah, funny man. Yeah.
He once said that he was going to have an MRI next week to see if he had claustrophobia. That's my favorite one.
As God's my witness, Greg, I don't know what night it was, but I've been, you know, doing my stuff and watching football videos, and it led to me bumping into something else on YouTube. And I, as God's my witness, Greg, in the middle of the night one night, I don't know what night it was, I spent like an hour watching Rodney Dangerfield and Stephen Wright videos.
Is that not great?
It was great. It really was great.
Yeah. Well, I've been on restriction as far as underdog, so I had to go out and pick up some. Had to go get some aluminum cans to turn in to build my account back up. So
hey,
I'm
Greg,
ready to ride.
I think I saw you the other day. Were you that guy with the trailer, that little like wire trailer that was filled with cans? I may have seen
you. Yeah, you sat on the horn and almost nicked me as you went by.
I thought that was you.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, sure.
But no, anyway, had some time to reflect on things, and I realized I don't have a gambling problem. I just have a losing problem. So we'll try to figure that out. And I just want you to know I was doing good.
Good.
And I want you to I'll give you some advice that I heard or read somewhere. It said never bet on a horse named Hurry Up.
I think that's sound logic. Yeah.
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 Well, it's good to hear from you, and I'll be back in more regular. Hopefully.
Let's go, Greg. I'm counting on that. Thank you, Greg.
All right.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen Wright, our own Stephen Wright, Greg. Michael, how are you, Michael? Good to have you.
Oh, good. Well, how are you doing?
Hey, Michael, appreciate you getting in as always.
Oh, no problem. I know you get ready to go to break, but I think it's vital that
we're good.
Run the ball. Yeah. It's not about the yards. I think it's about the attempts.
Yeah.
Stay balanced. Maybe 25 to 30 carries be a good number. I think
that's right, by the way. I think you're right on. You know, the top two running backs carried it 25 times combined against Florida State. Clemson's going to have to do that on the road. Again, it's not about where the average 7 yards a carry. It's about whether you can make it second and seven or second and six as opposed to second and 10.
Yeah. Some good explosive runs will help Cade out. I think since ETN, breakout run as a freshman, every running back has had a good game against Louisville when they play Clemson. So I'm looking for one of the big explosive runs for Clemson tomorrow. Don't know which back will be. But I think if they can get 25 to 30 carries, about a buck 15, control the ball, they'll come out and win the game.
Yeah. Hey, look, I'll take the 25 carries, regardless of the yardage. I mean, what was the 25 carries against Florida State? Like 90 yards? It was enough to win. And again, it's having that type of balance, which helps protect the quarterback. And if you fail to do that and just get away from it entirely, then I don't think you're going to Louisville and winning.
Right. Yeah, just do enough to win. That's just enough to get by and live to fight another day.
Hey, look, I still think going all the way back to the LSU game, that if Clemson had stuck to the run and played that game in second and six and second and seven, as opposed to second and ten, and just abandoned the run completely in the second half, I think Clemson might have won the game. I mean, I did think LSU controlled that game, but I think Clemson helped let them control it.
Yeah. That's like in the pro game, run the ball. If my Jags had got a first down last week, we would have won the game. But we went three possessions, three and out.
Yeah.
We had to run the ball.
Michael, what do you have, like 2 yards in the fourth quarter? Late in the game, you had 2 yards in the fourth quarter. That's how you blow that big a lead.
Yeah. All passes, not one run.
Yep. Michael, you got to go. We're at the top of the hour.
Talk to you Monday.
All right, see you, Michael. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Sitting here again today with our good friend Gary Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary, listener asked, Walt, I have a small business and wonder if Gary would like to work with our employees who are reaching retirement age, and if so, at what charge?
Great and timely question, listener. We have just launched a new service this year doing exactly what you've